Ha! No, sir. Pete didn't start crying. He started laughing right there in front of me. In my hour of greatest darkness, he went into a fit of laughing. Okay, that did it. I'd had just about all I could stand from Pete. More than I could stand, actually. I leaped to my feet, went to full fangs and menacing growls, and was about to give him the... A vehicle was approaching. Two vehicles. The first one was...
Gulp.
Loper's pickup, and I already had a feeling that he wouldn't be in a great mood when he learned... Oh boy, how did I ever get into this mess? The second vehicle was a red car with a badge or something on the door. It belonged to the Ochiltree County Sheriff's Department. Things were beginning to look pretty serious. I slipped down the hill and took up a position behind some chinaberry trees. I listened and watched. Sheriff Hadaway and Deputy Kyle got out, shook hands with Slim and Loper, and began their investigation. For half an hour, they took notes and measurements and studied the tracks on the ground. Then they got in the car and drove away. Oh, Deputy Kyle found dog tracks in front of the saddle shed. Mine. I didn't need to be told that I was fired. I would fire myself, resign my position in total disgrace. It was the only decent and honorable thing left for me to do. Loper went back into the house, and an eerie calm fell over the ranch. With my head and tail hanging as low as they could hang, I made the long, slow walk to the gas tanks. I wanted to feel sorry for myself. I wanted to make excuses for everything that had happened, but I couldn't. I had made one mistake after another, and now I would have to pay for them. Drover was there when I arrived, and so typical of the little mutt, he had his head burrowed under his gunny sack bed and his stub-tailed hiney pointing northward and skyward. On another occasion, I might have scolded him, but now I caught myself smiling. I mean, he really was a funny little guy. He couldn't stand to hear people yelling, even though they were usually yelling at me. And so he escaped to his own little world beneath the gunny sack. I would miss him. Even though he had come close to driving me nuts on many occasions, he'd been a true friend. Sort of. I sat down on the edge of my bed. "You can come out now, Drover. Everyone has gone, and I have something to tell you." The sack rustled, and I saw one of his eyes peering out.
"Is it safe? Gosh, what was all the yelling about?"
"Oh, it was about me, Drover. I failed my ranch, my friends, myself, everything that's dear to me. I made a mess of this case. I had it in the grip of my grasp, and I blew it."
"Gosh, what happened?"